G'day, Greg Richard, in for the Mark Rourke Morning Show for a Monday, and we're joined by Professor John O'Connor. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Greg.
Now, this one we've got today, it's kind of like someone's, if you've planned out this great experiment and you've worked everything all out, and then all of a sudden you go, oh, someone's already done it. And someone's done it better than you as well.
How would you feel?
Deflated would be.
Yes, this happened in 2013. So a while back, a group of researchers from the University of Maryland and Johns Hopkins University wanted to test out the idea that you could bury things like timber and to remove carbon from the atmosphere. And the problem with that is that when people usually talk about this, as it rots, it produces methane, which is worse than carbon dioxide. So you've got to find some way of doing it without producing methane. So they came up with this bright idea of burying under clay. So great idea. They went to the Canadian province of Quebec, where they planned to bury 35 tonnes of wood, cover it with clay to keep the oxygen, and let it sit there for 9 years. So they dug up the clay and in the process dug up a tree which was there for over 3,000 years, 3,775 years. So the experiment had already been done. A lot better than they could have done it.
Father's.
And on top of that, they were able to show that it preserved 95% of the carbon. So it actually really proved their experiment very well. And the question is, why are we now, this was just reported last year, earlier this year, why are we hearing from it so later? Because they actually did go ahead with their experiment.
Right,
and they did bury this the wood they had, but what they wanted to do was to try and figure out the best practice and identify, you know, some things that nature hadn't done. So, they did bury it, and 9 years later they went and dug it up and they analysed it. And they compared their results with the results of Mother Nature with her 3,775 years, and they found that it works exceptionally well. And the beauty of this method is that you can do this. You don't lose that land because you can go and farm on the land or whatever. Yep. But it means you're burying the wood. It costs as little as $30 to $100 per ton of CO2, which is compared to about $100 to $300 per ton by direct air capture method. So it proves to be a very cost-effective method, and certainly Mother Nature has shown us that it can stick around for thousands of years as long as you don't disturb it.
Well, that's the thing, as long as you don't disturb it.
That's right. Don't go digging it up after a few years and burning it.
We dig up a lot of stuff. We do.
Certainly the frustration turned into success in the long run.
All right. So how is that going to improve, help fight climate change, though?
So the idea is that it's a much cheaper way. So you could grow timber or grow something which is solid like that. You can bury it under clay, and there's clay in lots of parts of the world. Mm-hmm. And so by burying that under the clay, you're removing it from not only from the nature, but it can't go back into the atmosphere by being burnt or being processed somehow. So that means you've removed it from the atmosphere for thousands of years, so it becomes a sink. And in the way that a number of other sinks exist, I mean, there's a sink in the ocean where carbon-based objects end up sinking to the bottom of the ocean and getting covered by sediment, and that removes it as well. So anything that actually removes it out of the environment means less carbon that could become carbon dioxide.
Very good. Very good. And less methane as well.
Less methane. Oh, don't make methane. Oh, God, that's horrendous. It's orders of magnitude worse than carbon dioxide. It's the one thing you don't want up there. More so than carbon dioxide.
And I'm glad we both didn't do any flatulence jokes then as well to finish it all off. John O'Connor, thank you very much. We'll catch you next time.
Thanks, Greg.